Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, the third chapter, and the eighth Mishnah. The Mishnah continues the theme from our previous Mishnah. If a father says, Kidashti es biti, the father states, I betrothed my daughter, Kidashtiha v'gerashtiha kshiktana. I betrothed her, and then I accepted on her behalf a get, when she was a ktana, when she was a minor under the age of 12. Arehi ktana, and at the time that he's making this declaration, she is still a minor. Now we believe the father. Gemara goes on to explain not just if she's a ktana, minor, but also if she's a nara. Also, if she is under the age of 12 and a half and is yet to produce the various simonim that she is a bogeres. What is the real only major practical ramification? If she was divorced, obviously, we believe the father, and now it would be also for her to marry a kohen. So again, we believe the father in all these matters and all these issues, as long as she is yet to become a bogeres, because up until that point, she is still under his authority. However, our Mishnah continues, Kidashtiha v'girashtiha kshiktana. I accepted Kesef Kedushin, I betrothed her, then I accepted a get on her behalf when she was a minor, Kshiktana, Varehi Gdola, but at this point in time, when you make such a declaration, she's now a Gdola, she's now a Bogeres, Eino Naman, we do not believe the father, because she is no longer his authority. Mishnah continues, Nishpeis Ufdi Siha, if the father makes a declaration that she was in captivity, and I ransomed her, I redeemed her from it. Bein she ktana, bein she gedola, regardless if she's a minor or she's a bogeres, if she has matured, eino naman. We do not believe the father. We are concerned that if a person is actually is taken captive by non-Jews, we are concerned that she would not be able to marry a priest, a kohen, because perhaps she was violated, and perhaps she was forced to have inappropriate relations with other non-Jews. The reason that we do not believe the father, he's not Neman, the Torah, according to the Torah, the father is only believed when it comes to marriage, not concerning captivity or other matters. On a similar but slightly tangential note, our Mishnah concludes by saying, Misha Amar Bish'as Misaso, that the moment of death, the hour of death, a person says, Yeshli Vanim. A person says, I have sons, basically would mean that his wife would not need Yibum. The reason being why we believe him is because it doesn't necessarily go against any of the information that we have in front of us, and that we know about. However, if he goes on to say, Yeshli Achim, but if this individual, the moment of his death, says, I have brothers, which would therefore obligate his wife to have Yibum, Eino Neman, he is not believed. The reason is, because this would contradict our assumption that she is free of Yibum. And finally, our Mishnah ends off, a Mekadesh et Bito Stam. The person accepts Kesef Kiddushin, and he has several daughters, and he accepts the Kiddushin without specifically specifying to whom this Kesef Kiddushin is designated for. In a Bogros Bichlal, if he has daughters who are Bogros, who are over the age of 12 and a half with Simanim, they would not be included in this Kesef Kiddushin. And his daughters, who are minors, would all require a Get Misafek. It's unclear exactly to whom this gentleman, who gave money to the father, exactly to whom it was specifically implying, and therefore all the minors require a get.
Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Mishi Yeshlo Shtei Chitei Vanot Mishtei Nashim. If a person has two sets of daughters from two different wives, we are talking about a case where he married a second wife after the death of his first wife. And therefore, all of his daughters from his first wife are older than the daughters from his second wife. Amar, and he says, Kidashti es biti hagdola. The father says that he accepts the money of Kesef Kiddushin on behalf of his eldest daughter. And he doesn't know whether it is the oldest of the older ones. Or did he accept it? Did he have in mind the eldest daughter of the first group, or the oldest daughter of this second group? Or whether he had in mind the youngest of the first group, which is Ktana Shebugdolos. Shehi Gdola Minigdolos Shebugtanos. And this youngest of the older group is, of course, older than all of the other younger girls who came from the second wife. After all, she's older than all of them. Says the Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kulan Asuros Chutz Minaktana Shevaktanos Divei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, all of his daughters are in fact Mekudeshes Misafek. They are all engaged. They are betrothed in doubt, except for the youngest of the second wife. The reason being, since each one is older in relation to the daughter who was born after her. We are talking about a situation where there's only two daughters, of course, from this second marriage. And only the youngest out of this entire bunch would actually not be Mekudeshes Misafek. And all, except for the youngest, would require a get. What is the rationale behind Rabbi Meir? As explained in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that a person will place himself in a doubtful situation. And when the father said that he gave the older one in Kiddushin, it's possible that he had in mind anyone who'd be considered older relative to all of the daughters. And therefore, all of them are usher because of the suffix, except for the one that's absolutely youngest, that doesn't have anyone older, doesn't have anyone younger than her, and would not be considered in any way, shape, or form youngest compared to anyone else. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he argues, and Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan mutaros chutz minagdola shevigdolos. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, the only one is the oldest daughter of the oldest group. The other girls, the other daughters, all would be permissible to marry whomever they please and do not need suffering. The rationale for Rabbi Yossi is that a person would not place himself in a doubtful situation. When the father said older, there's no question he had in mind the absolute eldest daughter of the entire lot of children. Second half of the Mishnah, Kitashiyat Biti Aktana Vinyode in Ktana Shabaktanos, Oktana Shabakdolos, Okdola Shabaktanos, Shiktana Minaktana Shabakdolos, Kulan Asuros, Chutz Min Hagdola Shabakdolos, Divre Rebbe Meir. And in a situation where the man says that he gave in Kesef Kiddushin for the youngest daughter and he doesn't know whether it's the youngest of the younger ones, i.e. the youngest of all of them, or the youngest of the older ones, which is the youngest daughter in that first group, or perhaps is the oldest of the younger ones, who's really younger than the youngest of all the older ones. In such a situation, they all would be usher, except for the oldest of the older ones. The other ones would require a get and suffix. Again, same logic as was explained above, according to Rav Meir. Rav Yossi argues, Kulam utaros chutz min aktanos shebaktanos. Rav Yossi says, everyone is permissible except for the absolute youngest of all of the daughters. What is the reason why we need both of these cases? One would assume that the first case would be sufficient to understand the machlokas, the argument between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. What does this second situation of the Ktanos or Ktanos really add to anything that we didn't know? So the Gemara really goes on to explain that it was really necessary for the Mishnah to teach us both of these situations. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, because it really is normal and accepted for a father to call his daughter older, even if there's a daughter who's younger than she is. She should be considered older, not necessarily the oldest. Yet he would use the term older, she had younger siblings. And therefore, the first case is really included in our Mishnah to teach us the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that even when he says that he gives a biti nasati, that I give my daughter, my oldest daughter, in kesef kiddushin, that he only had in mind only the absolute oldest one. And in the second case, what's the chiddush? The second case is mentioned in order to teach us the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that even when he says that he gave his daughter, the youngest daughter, that he did not have the absolute youngest of the younger group in mind, but any daughter who has a sister older than